In traditional Chinese society and culture, there is a notable absence of what those in the West would describe as the right to privacy. This does not mean, however, that the Chinese have no concept of a right of privacy. If we trace Chinese history in detail, we find that the Chinese people do not care about the right to privacy, but they operate with a different understanding and definition than the West, where the privacy standards often seem to equate to the right to be left alone. Thus, the Chinese concept of privacy is better explained as group privacy rather than individual privacy. Historically, Chinese notions about privacy have focused on shameful or embarrassing things and could involve a safeguarding family secrets around indecent and unethical acts. According to Liang Zhiping, in ancient Chinese society, we could not find a similar distinction between the public law and private law as in ancient Rome, but could only find the single standard Li, which governed almost everything and linked the family and the nation. This link is manifested through three cardinal guides and the five constant virtues. The three cardinal guides are these. The ruler guides the subject, the father guides the son, and the husband guides the wife. The five constant virtues are benevolence, righteousness, propriety, knowledge, and sincerity. These concepts have had a strong influence on the Chinese culture, creating a strict social hierarchy and limiting personal life. The Chinese concept of public and private is more about the relationship between the public and the family and not so much between the public and the individual. Thus, as far as the traditional Chinese understanding goes, the privacy of an individual is not as important as the privacy of the whole family, the latter being a special kind of group privacy or collective privacy for the entire family. By the end of October 2010, however, there were 22 laws, 15 administrative regulations, hundreds of departmental rules, and others normalizing documents of laws that use the word yin si, privacy. For violations of these decisions, punishment shall be imposed in accordance with the law, such as warning, fine, confiscation of illegal income, license forfeiture or cancellation of recordation, closure of website, or prohibition of relevant liable persons from engaging in network services, which shall be recorded into the violator's social credit files and disclosed to the public. If the Public Security Administration is violated, Public Security Administration punishment shall be imposed in accordance with the law. Those suspected of a crime shall be punished in accordance with the law. Those infringing upon the civil rights and the interests of others shall assume civil liability in accordance with the law. Article 195 on compensation for non-property damages to body, health, reputation, or freedom provides that if the victim is illegally injured regarding his or her right to body, right to health, right to reputation, right to freedom, right to credit, right to privacy, right to chastity, or any other legal interest and rights of personality with serious consequences, the victim shall have the right to demand a certain amount of money as compensation, even if he or she hasn't suffered property loss. When his or her reputation is infringed upon, the victim shall have the right to demand that his reputation be rehabilitated with certain appropriate punishments. At the beginning of the heightened panic about the girl sharing information on social network sites in 2005 to 2013, which includes the panic about sexting that began in 2008, as Gitlin describes, media frames as a persistent patterns of cognition, interpretation, and presentation of selection, emphasis, and exclusion that people use to organize disclosure. Discourse. Words, frames, promote particular interpretation, evaluation, or solution for an event or issue. The set of dominant common sense discourse that I focus on is not the only type of commentary about sexting, nor is it so all-powerful that it subsumes all other discourses. However, as this project demonstrates, it is the discourse that underlines many legal and educational policies that impact youth.